panel on the H-2A program, specifically trying to talk about is management of H-2A crews, how that's done, what problems they run into. So we'll be talking to growers who are users.
Growers who listen to this panel will be better prepared to work with H-2A workers in the future.
I certainly think that's the goal of the panel. At the very least, we think that it will ease some concerns about working with H-2A and maybe squash some myths about problems.
Labor seemed to be adequate for Florida citrus growers this past season.
I think that's a good statement. There weren't real labor shortages, but nor was there any excess labor. It was just kind of a barely adequate situation. I think part of the reason for that is we had almost 8,000 H-2A workers in the state last year.
We had labor shortages the prior season. We anticipate off and on shortages from year to year, correct?
Well, I think there's real concern that that will continue to occur. And you add on top of that audits from ICE, where they do I-9 audits and check I-9 to determine that they have efficient legal workforce.
I'm Ernie Neff. You're listening to Southeast AgNet.